2 Samuel chapter 12. So the Lord sent Nathan to David. He came to him and said to him, "There were two men in a certain city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had a great many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb he had bought. He raised it, and it grew up with him and with his children. It used to eat his food and drank from his cup and slept in his arms. It was like a daughter to him. Now a traveler came to the rich man, and he was unwilling to take one of his own flock or herd to prepare it for the visitor. So he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the guest who had come to him. David's anger burned against the man, and he ordered Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who did this is worthy of death. He must make restitution for the lamb four times over because he did this thing and had no pity." Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your arms, and gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that was too little, I would have added to you even more. Why have you despised the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his sight? You struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and have taken his wife to be your own wife. You have murdered him with the sword of the Ammonites. Now, therefore, the sword will never leave your house, because you have despised me, and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your own wife. This is what the Lord says. Look, I will bring disaster against you and your house. I will take your wives before your very eyes and give them to your neighbor. He will lie with your wives in broad daylight. You did it secretly, but I will do this thing in front of all Israel in broad daylight." David confessed to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan replied to David, "The Lord has forgiven your sin. You will not die. Nevertheless, because by this deed you have treated the Lord with contempt, the child that is born to you will surely die." Then Nathan went home. The Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bore to David, and it was very sick. David pleaded with God for the child. David fasted and went in and lay all night on the ground. The elders of his house stood over him to get him up off the ground, but he refused. Neither would he eat any food with them. On the seventh day, the child died. The servants of David were afraid to tell him that the child was dead, for they thought, "Look, while the child was still alive, we spoke to him, and he would not listen to us. What will he do to himself if we tell him the child is dead?" But when David saw that his servants were whispering to one another, he realized that the child was dead. So David asked his servants, "Is the child dead?" They replied, "He is dead." Then David got up from the ground, washed and anointed himself. He changed his clothes and went into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Then he went home, and at his request they served him food, and he ate. Then his servants asked him, "What are you doing? You fasted and wept for the child while it was alive, but now the child is dead, you got up and ate food." He replied, "While the child was still alive, I fasted and wept, for I hoped, who knows whether the Lord will not be gracious to me and allow the child to live. But now he is dead. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he will not return to me." David comforted his wife Bathsheba. He went in to her and slept with her, and she gave birth to a son, and he called him Solomon. The Lord loved him and sent a message by the hand of Nathan the prophet that he should be called Jedidiah, beloved of the Lord, because of the Lord. Now Joab fought against Rabbah of the Ammonites and took the royal city. Joab sent messengers to David and said, "I have fought against Rabbah. Yes, I have captured the city's water supply. Now gather the rest of the troops and besiege the city and take it. Otherwise, I will take the city and it will be called by my name." So David gathered all the troops and went to Rabbah and fought against it and took it. Then he took the crown off the head of the king, and its gold weighed about 75 pounds, and there were gems set in it. It was then put on David's head. He also took a great deal of spoil from the city. He brought out the people that were in it, and forced them to do work with saws, iron picks, and axes, and made them work in the brick kiln. This was what he did to all the cities of the Ammonites. Then David and all the troops returned to Jerusalem.